Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I just say your name and your role with the show.
My name is Michelle E. Carter, and I play Jenny Any Dots in the National Tour of Cats.
And it's going to be Cats at the National Theater in D.C., the Historic Theater. It's going to run January 17th through 22nd, so only a couple days, so you got to get your tickets now at BroadwayAtTheNational.com. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Okay, before we get into what role you play or any of that, give us the basic premise. If anyone's been living under a rock for the past, I don't know, 40 years, has not seen any of the Broadway shows, has not seen the movies, you know what I mean? Like, give them the basic, you know, setup of what we got going on with this Jellicle story here.
So let's get into it. So Cats, essentially, when you think of Cats, you, of course, a lot of people will think of the whole unitard spiel, the dance spiel, all of that stuff. But it is actually a very cool story. If you can manage to find it when you're watching it, it's a story of acceptance, that's told through this incredible dance piece where essentially all of these cats, these neighborhood cats who form this sort of clan that come together every year, come together on one night a year. It's sort of the equation of their kitty Christmas, if you will. And they all compete to see who will be picked by the tribe's leader to ascend to this higher level of being by the end of the night. And it happens every year.
Right. So it's a tribe of cats trying to see who will make the Jellicle choice, I guess, to go up to the, what's it called? They ascend to the heavy layer, the heavy side layer. Yeah. All right, cool. Remind us who some of those cats are, because that's one of the cool things of this is all the different characters. And while you're at it, remind us who you play.
Yeah, so we got some really fun names in here. We have me, Jenny Annie Dots. We have Skimbleshanks is a popular one, Mungo Jerry and Rumpelteazer. And of course, you have Grizabella, who a lot of people will know.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, like you mentioned, you know, the story, I like how you said the story, if you can find it, because it's sort of all underneath, you know, the main thing is everyone, the revolutionary thing that Andrew Lloyd Webber did was all of the, you know, the outfits and the costumes and everything was just so good. Talk about why you think that was so groundbreaking, you know, visually, and then we'll go into the music in a second, but just from a visual standpoint, why you think that was so groundbreaking back in, what was it, 81 when it started?
Yeah, I mean, visually, so many other shows at the time were these big dance musicals, but you had big pieces that were ensemble pieces where, you know, the ensemble dances back up to these leads while the leads tell the story, right? And so you have great dancing, but it's definitely nothing like the caliber that you would see in Cats. And also Cats is truly an ensemble piece. The entirety of every single dancer is working towards telling the story on stage. There are really no backup parts. Every single person is assisting in telling that story. So from a visual standpoint of telling the story, there's that. And then of course there's the costumes and the lighting and all of that, because, you know, an entire ensemble of 30 whatever people in unitards on stage was of course new for Broadway at the time. And the lighting of course really immerses you in the junkyard. And it was honestly one of Broadway's first truly immersive pieces of theater where the audience was invited in and invited to bear witness to this night as it was happening live.
Absolutely. And you mentioned, you know, the junkyard. I know it's like, you know, the alleyways and that kind of thing. It's this urban setting. Do you know if, what, I know it opened it on the West End. So was it originally designed as like the streets of London, or was it New York City? You know, I mean, well, actually, I know it was a T.S. Eliot thing to begin with. So maybe that provides a clue for us. But do you know where the original setting was supposed to be?
Yeah. So the intention was for it to be, you know, the rundown streets of London, you know, on the outskirts of London was sort of the premise. I think the really cool thing about Cats is that so many things go unsaid, is that it's very interpretive. And that's part of the reason why it's existed for 40 years, is because there's that interpretive aspect of it where people really can, in their minds, transform it into whatever they want. So it really does transform well to the US, because you see the junkyard and you're like, oh, this could be in New York City. This could be in DC. This could be in Philly. This could be anywhere.
Right. Wherever you take, whatever city you are on your national tour, it could be the streets, the junkyards, the alleys of whatever city you're in.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks for, you know, painting us a visual. Well, paint us a visual picture, one more, just so I have a variety of sound bites of what we sort of see visually in terms of, like, you mentioned the costumes, but what do we see, like, in terms of the backdrops? Like, really paint us a picture.
So the backdrops, that's actually one of my, probably my top favorite part of our sets, is the detailing in our backdrops and the detailing that's hidden in the set. I mean, we have Coca-Cola bottles, like, you know, of course, life size because we're cats. So they're, you know, paper mache a bit bigger than us. So we have Coca-Cola bottles. We have like Pepsodent bottles. We have radiators. We have tires. We have a big paint can that's life size that we get to play with. We have so many things to play with in there that are, you know, of course, relative to our size, but it really does transform the audience into that place of, oh, I am a guest in this junkyard and this is massive, because all of these objects are, of course, relative in size to how they would be for cats.
Awesome. You gave me plenty on you know, what we're going to see visually. How about what we're going to hear? The music is iconic as well, especially, you know, Memory, All Alone in the Moonlight, all that stuff. So why do you think Memory itself specifically just worked so well then? Why does it still work so well today?
So part of the reason Memory works and why the piece works as a whole still is simply because it goes back to the story's main message of acceptance. You know, everyone yearns to be accepted by the groups that they love. And that's really what Cats is at its core. It's a story of acceptance and love and togetherness and wanting to be with the people who have supported you. So we have Grizabella, and she's been with this tribe for a long, long time, has fallen upon some really tough times in her life. And she comes back yearning to be accepted again and sings this heartbreaking song of yearning and of begging them that if no one accepts her, this will be her last night on this earth, and that she needs them, and that she's messed up in her life, but now is the time where she really needs them and she's begging them. And that's part of why this story is so universal, is because I think everyone can relate to that, of wanting to be accepted by a group that you've loved for a long time.
Definitely. And yeah, I mean, Memory is the big song that I would say name some of the other highlights, but literally it's like just the names of the cats, you know, introducing all of them. So I guess we don't really need to run through them all, but yeah, it's iconic stuff. I believe, gosh, it won, I guess, Best New Musical, you know, at the Olivier Awards in London. And then of course, just dominated the Tonys, won so many of, including Best Musical. What was your first exposure to it? Did you see it on Broadway? Did you see the, you know, or like the, I think my first one was in like a middle school theater arts class. They popped, you know, the VHS filmed version of the stage. Yeah. Or something. But how about you?
So I have a much different experience actually with Cats growing up than the rest of my cast. I feel, especially as, you know, I'm a theater artist, but I lean more towards dance in the theater arts world. So especially growing up as a dancer, it's really shocking to me now as an adult that I never watched the Cats 98 VHS. I never listened to the music. I never saw anything about Cats. I just knew that it was incredible dance and that everyone wore a unitard. I knew truly nothing about it. And it's so funny because so many of my cast members, like our monkey strap, showed me videos of him dancing to what's now my number in the show as Jenny Anydots when he was 3 years old. He has like a home VHS of him dancing in front of the TV to it.
Oh, wow.
And it's so interesting because I don't have that experience. I did not know what Cats, my first introduction to Cats was actually the 2019 movie.
Okay. So the movie that just came out.
Yeah. I was working at Signature Theater in Virginia at the time. And a bunch of the cast went to go see it. And that was my first Cats experience. And then, you know, shortly after that, pandemic hit, my agent messaged me and said I was being brought in for Jenny Anydots. And I knew the movie and that's all I knew. And I had during the audition process is when I sort of had to deep dive into it and be like, oh, I need to catch up. dang, because everyone else coming in for this has probably grown up on this VHS.
Right, exactly. And did you enjoy the movie? I know some people loved it and a lot of people panned it.
So let's see, how can I say here what I'm allowed
actually
to
that's
say?
Not even fair to ask. I'll just say that it's interesting that you got to see it, and then I guess then you got to double back and catch up on the Broadway legacy, so that's
yeah,
pretty cool. All right, cool. Well, I guess before we run, pretend I'm not here. Talk directly to the listeners and say, you know, hey, DC, come on out to Cats at National Theater. You know, here's you're going to have a good time.
All right. Hey, DC, I'm Michelle E. Carter. I'm from DC originally, and I would love for you to come out and see Cats at the National Theater this week.
Oh, real quick, one more thing on sort of the hometown angle. Did you grow up going to National Theater, you know, as a kid?
Yes. So I actually grew up around here. I'm from Silver Spring, Maryland. I'm a product of the Montgomery County school system, you know, all of the 18 years.
What high school?
I went to James Hubert Blake High School.
Okay.
And my mom was an elementary school teacher for MCPS for 35 years. She taught at Cannon Road. So I grew up coming into DC. I saw shows at the National. I saw shows at the Kennedy Center. I saw everything, and I've worked in DC now as an actor too, so it's really important and really special to me to be able to bring this show that I've been with for 2 years home to everyone I care about.
Awesome. That's cool. Coming full circle, going there to see shows as a kid, and now you're going to be on stage there with Cats. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Again, it's at the National Theater right downtown. It's going to be January 17th through 22nd, so get your tickets now at broadwayatthenational.com. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thanks so much for having me, Jason.
All right, bye.
Bye.